This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Justin Bonds, appellant versus State of Missouri respondent, decided July 29th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Justin Bonds, number ED111879, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus cause number 2122CC08914. State of Missouri, Honorable Jason M. Sennheiser, respondent, filed July 29, 2025. Introduction. Justin Bonds, movant, appeals the motion court's judgment denying his rule. 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief after an evidentiary hearing. 1. In his sole point on appeal, movant claims the motion court clearly erred because his trial counsel, failed to call a material witness, CT, to testify at trial to provide movant with a viable defense, and but for counsel's ineffectiveness, movant would have been acquitted, because counsel's decision not to call CT to testify was reasonable trial strategy, and movant cannot demonstrate prejudice from counsel's decision, point why is denied. The motion court's judgment is affirmed. 1. All rule citations are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2021. 2. Factual and procedural background. In August 2015, A.W., victim, spent a weekend in St. Louis with her friend, C.T., who lived in an apartment with her boyfriend, V.B. While visiting, victim met V.B.'s friend, Movant. On Friday, victim and Movant spent the night at the couple's apartment and slept on the same futon together outside the couple's bedroom. Movant made sexual advances toward victim, but victim rejected Movant, and they both fell asleep. On Saturday, victim and Movant again spent the night at the couple's apartment and again slept on the same futon. Early Sunday morning, Movant again made sexual advances toward victim. Movant moved victim's shorts to the side and attempted to insert his penis into victim's vagina. Victim, who was exhausted and heavily intoxicated, responded, "No, no, no," and pushed Movant away. The last thing victim remembered before falling asleep was Movant attempting to insert his penis into her vagina. When CT awoke to use the restroom, she walked out of her bedroom and observed victim lying on the futon face down and motionless. CT observed Movant behind victim in a doggy-style sexual position, pinning victim's hands behind her. CT stated it looked like some sexual action was taking place. Later Sunday morning, victim awoke and noticed an irritable feeling in her vagina. Victim described it as burning and chafy sick and like, "I had sex, but I hadn't agreed to have sex." When victim stood up, she felt a specimen run down her leg. She noticed Movant had left the apartment and blocked her on social media. Victim became upset and stated she didn't feel right. That evening, victim went to the hospital where a rape kit was performed on her. She had 4 swab samples taken, 2 from the inside and 2 from the outside of her vagina. Victim reported the incident to the police, who retrieved an oral swab from Movant. Victim 3 identified Movant in a photo lineup. The DNA analysis of samples from the rape kit and from victim's shorts tested positive for Movant's DNA. The state charged Movant with second-degree rape. At his jury trial, Movant testified victim flirted with him and offered to let him sleep on the futon with her, and he felt she was warming up to him because she held his hand. Movant claimed he believed victim would be receptive to his sexual advances, so he attempted to put his penis in her vagina. When victim rejected him, Movant testified he stopped his sexual advances, moved off of her, and fell asleep. Movant stated he experienced premature ejaculation during the incident. The jury found Movant guilty of second-degree rape. During his sentencing hearing, Movant testified he told counsel the names of all potential witnesses and discussed what they might say. Movant also testified counsel did not call CT as a witness against Movant's wishes. The circuit court sentenced Movant to 7 years imprisonment. Movant appealed his conviction and sentence, which this court affirmed. State v. Bonds, 620 SW3D 127, Moapidas, ED 2021. Movant timely filed his pro se Rule 2915 motion. The motion court appointed counsel who timely filed an amended motion and requested an evidentiary hearing. Movant's amended motion alleged counsel was ineffective because he did not exercise the customary skill and diligence of a reasonably competent attorney under similar circumstances by declining to call CT to testify on his behalf. 2M.